Former Seleka rebels and Muslim civilians have been attacked in the capital Bangui and forced to flee to the north of the country. Philip Leclerc, in charge of the protection cluster for the UN Refugee Agency UNHCR, has spent 2 months in the Central African Republic. He spoke to reporters in Geneva on Friday about what he described as ethno-religious cleansing targeting Muslims in the country.
The Seleka have been defeated, and as they leave, almost always the same scenario happens where the Muslim populations are regrouped and violence is exercised against them, and the only thing they want to do is to flee towards the north of the country or towards Cameroon or Chad or the DRC, basically fleeing for their lives.
A new element of targeting children has emerged in this conflict, according to the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. UNICEF spokesperson Patrick McCormick said that 2 girls and 2 boys who had been abducted by militias were on Thursday reunited with their family in Bangui.
After their abduction in Bangui, the siblings aged between 3 and 13 years were held for a ransom by the militia. Following the negotiation for their release, in which no ransom was paid, the 4 children were handed over to UNICEF and UN OCHA. Child abduction represents a new and disturbing deterioration in the conflict, said our representative in CAR. This incident illustrates how the rights of children are being violated and why children continue to be the most vulnerable group in the Central African Republic crisis.
To contribute to the efforts to stabilize the situation in the Central African Republic, the UN Development Programme, UNDP, has launched a $26 million campaign. Cleophas Torori of UNDP's Regional Bureau for Africa says the first objective of the programme is to help rebuild infrastructure, such as clinics, roads and bridges across the country.
Secondly, is to offer an opportunity for cash for work initiatives, helping to put some income to the people, to the devastated young people, to sustain themselves, particularly now with the crisis as it unfolds, and to begin to put investments back to their communities. Thirdly, is also putting them in touch with their leaders, the mayors and others, so that they can ensure that they have a say and they have a stake in rebuilding the community, in planning for restoration of basic services where they are most needed. And finally, through this method, I think, to bring communities together to promote dialogue, to build trust and reconciliation and work towards a common end.
The crisis in the Central African Republic can still be tackled, according to UNHCR's Philippe Leclerc.
Right now, what is the most important in many places is to ensure that mediation takes place. It is not too late in many parts of the Central African Republic that communities continue to live together. And these are the strongest efforts that need to be done at the moment in many places throughout Central African Republic, not only the West, which is directly hurt by violence, but also the north and the eastern part of the country.
Mr. Leclerc said efforts should be undertaken to deploy additional international forces and find a political solution to the crisis in the Central African Republic. Derek Mbata, United Nations.